أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا بالقاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. أما بعد، dear sisters and brothers in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. A Lebanese Christian writer once complained to God, and he said, "Oh God, if you wanted to create a human being like Ali bin Abi Talib, then why did you send him 1400 years ago to the Arabs who did not appreciate him? Because now, during our own time, in the 20th or the 21st century, we really need a leader like Ali." When I look at the events unfolding in the United States of America and its presidential elections, I remember this statement and the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam. The hallmark of Imam Ali's governance was justice. He was not willing to compromise on justice at any cost. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, ayat 58, actually addresses the people who have power in societies, where he says, "Inna Allahi amurukum an tu'addu al-amanata ala ahliha," that verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you to convey the trust to their rightful owners. وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَن تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ, and when you make judgment or when you rule among the people, then you should do that on the basis of adl and justice. The caliph who came before Imam Ali alayhi salam had been killed by the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet in Medina, because of gross mismanagement of the government funds and his policy of nepotism, where the so-called lucrative positions were given to the individuals from the Umayyad clan, even though they lacked Islamic credentials. Interestingly, the main power behind the Khalifa was his son-in-law, Marwan ibn Hakam, who was responsible for the mismanagement and misuse of the public treasury, and he conspired against anyone who raised objection to the caliph's policies. Finally, when the people of Medina came to Ali bin Abi Talib, asking him and insisting on him that we would like you to become our leader, at that time, Imam Ali accepted that position, but with very clear message that he had. I would say his mandate was, number one, he will not continue with the special privileges given to the elite by the previous administrations. And number two, he says that he will distribute the public funds on basis of equality among Muslims without any consideration of their tribe, their race, or color. In one of the early sermons that he gave after the Muslims accepted him as their caliph and ruler, he says, "Well, any man from the Muhajirin and Ansar, these are the elite ones, who thinks that he is superior to others because of his companionship to the Prophet, then let him remember that the shining superiority is tomorrow in the presence of Almighty God, and its rewards and wages are with Allah. Anyone who answers the call of Allah and his messenger, who accepts our religion, enters into it, and faces the direction of Qibla and prayers, he is entitled to all the rights, and he or she is bound by its limits. Antum ibadullah wal mal malullah. You are the servants of Allah, and this property, the public property, is the property of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will be distributed among you equally. There is no preference in it for one over the other." Not only that, Amir al-Mu'minin Ali goes even a step further, where he says, "By Allah, I will not use your public funds, even a single dirham from it, as long as I have the debts coming from my palm trees in Medina." So think of it. Do you think that the person who deprives himself of his share from the public treasury will give you more than your share? So this was the strongest way that Amir al-Mu'mineen portrayed this issue of being careful in handling the public treasury. That was 14 centuries ago. Move fast forward to the 21st century. In the era of knowledge and information in the United States of America, with its prestigious, you know, centers of learning and institutions and its cutting edge technology, you have a president who in his last days in office is misusing his privilege of pardoning his own children, his son-in-law, and his lawyer in anticipation of any possible investigation against them regarding illegal dealings. Corruption is everywhere. However, the third world countries and their politicians are highlighted more. But we see the reality is that even now in this era of advancement in human society, the first world countries are in the same boat. Of course, they do it in a more refined and polished manner. And this is where we come to realize what Imam Ali alayhi salam did or wrote about the principles of just governance. These things shine through the centuries. When George Jardak of Lebanon named his book, Ali Sawt al-Adalat al-Insaniya, Ali, the voice of human justice, he was not only being poetic, but he was also being realistic. Let me end with a lines from a very courageous Yemeni woman, Sauda al-Hamdaniya, who took her tribe's complaint to Muawiyah regarding his revenue officers who were being unfair and unjust in dealing with them. And when Muawiyah refused to redress her complaint, at that moment, Sauda al-Hamdaniya remembered Ali ibn Abi Talib and how she had gone to him with a similar complaint and how Ali reacted to it. And so she expressed her feelings at the time in poetry where she says, صَلَّ الْإِلَهُ عَلَىٰ رُوحٍ تَضَمَّنُهُ قَبْرٌ فَعَصْبَهَ فِيهِ الْعَدْلُ مَدْفُونَ. May Allah shower blessings on a person who was contained by the grave and justice was buried with him. قَدْ حَالَفَ الْحَقِّ لَا يَبْغَ بِهِ ثَمَنًا. He pledged to the truth that he would not sell it at any cost. فَصَارَ بِالْحَقِّ وَالْإِيمَانِ مَقْرُونَ. So he became one with the truth and the faith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to be among the true followers of Ali ibn Abi Talib in our personal life, in our family life, in our community life, and in interaction with the human society at large. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala soon show us the day when the Imam from the descendants of Ali ibn Abi Talib will make his emergence and fill the entire world with justice and fairness so that we can have a future, a better future, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.